Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.
I believe in this team, and I believe in the city. That's why I'm especially proud to be the owner of the Oilers.
Nurse drilled him with a right hand, then missed with a wild right. Lands a right to the shoulder.
A lot of work to do. My goal is to lead this team to become an elite team in the National Hockey League.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
This is Oscar Plastic.
This is Bilal Lucic.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is Oil Country.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Managed print services to keep your printing costs down?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
Now, Bob Stauffer on
the official radio station of your Edmonton Oilers, 630 Chad.
Canadian band of all time. Tragically Hip. That'll light up the text line. Brendan Escott with you once again. It's the Thursday edition of Oilers Now. We've almost made it through the week, and we'd almost made it through the week without any major Oilers news, and then we woke up this morning to find out that the first domino has fallen up from the high offices of Ken Holland and the Edmonton Oilers. Craig McTavish, no longer with the Oilers franchise. He has accepted a head coaching job in the KHL. He's heading to Russia to coach Lokomotiv. Let's get the thoughts going early. 630-630 is the Heartland Ford text line. They are not your small-town dealership with a huge new state-of-the-art facility. Experience the difference of Heartland Ford. People often text in saying the old boys club needs to be decimated, etc., etc. Craig McTavish often roped in as part of that. He is no longer part of the Oilers organization. So let me know what you think at 630, 630. We got a good one for you today, and it's all brought to you by Digitex. PCs, copiers, supplies, printers, laptops, IT, plotters, software, and now Digitex can manage your corporate cell phone plan, saving your company money. All your devices managed at digitex.ca. I am in once again here. I will be tomorrow as well. We got our heavy hitters because it's Thursday, 12:35. Louis DeBrusque checking in. We'll get his thoughts on some playoff hockey. Of course, what's transpired here in Edmonton with the Oilers this morning. And how about that video review? Or lack thereof. The Sharks benefiting once more. I'm sure Fear the Finn will have something to say about that. But we'll get Louis DeBrusque's thoughts. We'll also get Brian Burke's thoughts coming up at 1:05, courtesy of our friends at Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical construction and service, electrical prefabrication, and solar. 1:35, by the way, the Memorial Cup is coming up, like, soon, like, tomorrow. And we're going to hear from Sam Cosentino. He's doing it for a long, long time for Sportsnet. We'll get his thoughts on some of the standout players, who the favorites are to take this tournament down, and, of course, the Oilers prospects, Ostap Safin in Halifax, Dmitry Samarukov in Guelph. They will both be on full display. So a chance for Oilers fans to see what is coming through the pipeline. Pretty excited. That's coming up again at 1:35. But yeah, the news of the day. So Craig McTavish, after a long tenured stint with the Oilers in various roles, He is no longer with the team. 8 years as a coach between 2000 and 2009. He was behind the bench for the Cup run in 05-06, losing in the finals to Carolina. Missed the playoffs the next three consecutive years and was dismissed. Ended up coaching in the AHL for 1 year. And then rejoined the Oilers organization as the GM in 2013 to 2015, was demoted back down to senior vice president of hockey operations upon Peter Chiarelli's hiring. So, you know what? Much has been made throughout the course of the last couple of seasons, and particularly this one when there was much turnover at the top of the organization about when were some of the names that have been here through the decade of darkness going to start to fall, or were they at all? Well, they brought in the outsider, they brought in Ken Holland, and we heard nothing and nothing and nothing, and then the first move that he makes is to, again, get rid of, let me just preface all this, because I don't want to go out on a limb. I don't know for sure that this wasn't Craig McTee stepping aside, but regardless, he is headed to the K. So the first move under Holland's regime, he's now got a hole to fill in terms of the senior vice president of hockey operations. Could Keith Gretzky be a fit there? Quite possibly. The texts are already rolling in like a wildfire, and quite a few people saying it was time for some change. And so We'll get thoughts from the hockey minds that be. Right now, though, I think we should shift gears a little bit into what is becoming somewhat of a controversy at the NHL level in these playoffs. I don't know that I've quite seen the repeat instances of officiating impacting games to no end. And it seems to be happening a lot with San Jose, although I wouldn't read too much into that if I were you. But it's quite phenomenal. Last night in the San Jose St. Louis game in overtime, a pretty glaring hand pass from Timo Meier into the slot. Erik Karlsson ends up being the benefactor. But let's hear it live from Westwood One Radio, brought to you by Direct Workwear. As we jump into the Oilers Now audio vault, Direct Workwear is where safety meets savings in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. Here's how it sounded last night.
In front of the net, the Nyquist, and they've scored. Karlsson on the doorstep puts it in, and the San Jose Sharks win in overtime. 5-4 with 14:37 to go in overtime.
It might be a hand pass here, Kerbs.
Yeah, but if they didn't see it, they can't review it.
They're going to talk it over. I did see a hand drop. Jordan Binnington's aggravated. Is that a reviewable play?
Nope.
Timo, it's a hand pass, 100%. A popped up puck, Timo Meier.
They're going to call it a goal, and the Blues just got toasted. A hand pass by San Jose, missed by Mark Jonet, Dan O'Rourke, Johnny Murray, and Matt McPherson.
So there you go. We already have two officiating crews that didn't make it out of the second round, or was it the first round of the playoffs, because of officiating gaffes. And this, you're talking about Dan O'Halloran being one of the guys behind this. That's not an inexperienced official. So why is this happening? What's going on? I'm really curious to hear what Brian Burke has to say. And there's been quite a few people stepping up, speaking out about the fact that something has to change here. The problem is, it's not as if there's some sort of long line of more qualified officials sitting around waiting to be brought into the fold. These are the cream of the crop. And most people would suggest to you that international referees don't do any better of a job than North American ones. So what, you know, where do we go from here? Well, Craig Berube, head coach of the St. Louis Blues, whose team lost last night in overtime, in controversy, he had this to say.
Do you think that was a hand pass, and did you get any explanation?
No explanation.
Did you think it was a hand pass?
Well, what do you guys think?
Yes.
Okay, then don't ask me. There's no reason to ask me.
Well, we want to hear what you have to say.
Nothing. I have nothing to say about it.
What can he say? What can Craig Berube say? Well, Peter DeBoer was asked the same question, and he took the approach that the only approach, really, he could take.
That's for Gary Bettman and the GMs. That's not for Pete DeBoer. I'm a coach. You know, if you want to talk, ask a question about the game, about rules and reviews and things, that's for GMs and Gary to decide.
And they're going to have to take a long look at this. Erik Karlsson, who was the benefactor of all this, was asked about the hand pass.
Well, we weren't playing handball, were we? So we're playing hockey. I think, you know, we deserve to win this game. And at the end of the day, I think that neither team, you know, drew the shortest stick on any of the calls out there. So it's a fair game.
Hal out of Edmonton has texted 630-630. He says, so we'll call back a goal after 8 minutes of playing after an offside, but we won't review an overtime goal in the playoffs? It's rubbish. If I'm making the suggestion here, I think you need to make that a reviewable play. That's about as simple as we can make it. They probably would have liked to have taken another look at it. Yeah, priority one is to get it right in the first place. Video review is there when that doesn't happen. But they didn't even have the option because a hand pass is not a reviewable play at the NHL level. Jim out of Red Deer wants to weigh in on the River Cree Resort Casino hotline. Jim, you say it's not the ref's fault. You'd better expand on that one.
Well, I don't think it is. I don't think it is the ref's fault for the simple reason is we put so much on him. But why not use the video replay? Or, I mean, we've got guys in the stands that could also look at it. I mean, there's lots of opportunity to do this. But the NHL has not learned from the Las Vegas disaster, and they have not learned from this one until they get together and help these referees. And if video review is what we need to do, or you need another eye in the stand somewhere, let's use it.
So, and you know what? It's kind of been implemented, Jim, in soccer in a similar sense where they have the video assistant referee. Is that sort of what you're suggesting? You need the other eye in the sky to be able to buzz down when they're wrong?
Well, you can't use video replay just for certain calls or for certain goals. It's either going to be used for everything or nothing. Because, I mean, look at Las Vegas. If it was me, I'd be just fuming. And now St. Louis, that was a good game last night. And to lose it that way, either team, is wrong. So, I mean, this league is going to start turning into a bush league if they don't get this correct and start supporting the referees they put out there. They're only human, and they will make mistakes. But if they can't see it, let's bring another set of eyes in to help them.
Agreed there, Jim. Thanks for the call. That was Jim calling in on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. That's brought to you by The Cult, taking the stage at the River Cree June 7th. Tickets at Ticketmaster.ca. That'll be an absolute rager. I don't know where they go from here other than they need to seriously review this. I can guarantee this will come up at general managers meetings, ownership meetings. This is when you start compromising the integrity of the game by having the outcome changed, not once, but twice in crucial junctures of hockey games. Yeah, Vegas probably should have killed the penalty a little bit better than they did, but that still affected the outcome, as did the situation last night. What's your suggestion? Why don't you text me at 6.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
3630. We'll press pause right now. We'll come back with some of your thoughts on the Heartland Ford text line. Brendan Escott in today on Oilers Now.
This is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on Oilers Radio 630 CHED.
My, oh my, are you guys fired up about this subject? Yeah, we're going to postpone NHL today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing because the phone lines are humming. We've got Jerry waiting here for a couple minutes. Jerry, you think that the NHL shouldn't use as much video review as they do?
Yeah, I think so. I think they use it too much. Leave it to the referees. They're down on the ice. They're the ones who should be calling the game.
Do you think that the referees have become somewhat more tentative almost because there is the fallback of video review in some situations?
You know, I don't know for sure if they've become tentative to make calls. I mean, in this one, though, if they didn't see it, how could they possibly make the call? But, I mean, the fans go wild because, you know, everybody else can see it. But if it wasn't in their view, you know what? It's not world politics. It's still a game. It's entertainment.
Appreciate it a lot, Jerry. Thank you. We'll go to Ralph on line number three here. Ralph, a double standard with fans.
Well, so nobody, I think we can agree, Brandon, nobody saw what happened with Cody Akin and Joe Pavelski.
Right.
But because of the outcome, the refs changed their call to a major penalty, which I think we could agree drastically changed the outcome of that game.
Absolutely.
And everyone was livid about it. In this case, they don't change their call because they didn't see it, and everyone's livid. So you're darned if you do, and if you're darned if you don't. But I got to say, I agree with that last caller. I think part of sport is the human element, right? Players make mistakes all the time, and it costs their team the game. Mm-hmm. And if we just let robots officiate everything, what are you guys going to have to talk about on the sports radio shows?
That's a good point, Ralph. Yeah, you know what? I tend to agree. And it, I think because it's still in its infancy, they're trying to find the line between having video review interfering with stuff like you're suggesting and having human error impact the results of a game, right? Like, would people be as fired up about this if it didn't result in the game-winning goal in overtime? Probably not. We appreciate the call there, Ralph. We're going to go to Alfred here on line one. There we go. Alfred, what's on your mind?
Just officiating. I think nowadays the game is so fast and they got fighting basically calmed right down. I think we should only have two refs on the ice, one linesman and just one referee. In the last 2-3 years, they've been getting in the way of play way too much. And I think there's too many bodies on the ice.
It's you know what, another end of the argument, Alfred. Thank you very much for the call. You know what, it's certainly up for debate, and I believe that the secondary referee, and this is what I was sort of alluding to, when you've got something to defer to, when you're the ref in the offensive zone and you're relying on the ref who's trailing behind the play to pick up what's going on in behind you, I think it just mentally, it has to have an impact on you. And it's not your entire responsibility anymore to see the entire ice. And you end up, okay, well, maybe the other guy's going to get it. That's just the way I see it. And we've started to see somewhat of a shift here. And even more so with video review. I mean, there's nothing more of a headache to me than watching them percolate over an offside call that has absolutely no direct impact on a play. So they can put that up to video review and they can defer to something else on that. But we can't look at something that's going to change the outcome of a game. If anything, you know what? It's frustrating for the teams involved, but you can't tell me that this isn't going to spark change. And it's not going to happen mid-playoffs, as some texters have pointed out, of course. But it's going to have to go through a process and probably as soon as this offseason in order for this to be resolved. They've got to tweak it in a way that it's not directly impacting games. BM in Smoky Lake says, just make use of the hand legal. Can't close the hand on the puck, but everything else is fine. Goals, passes, whatever. Well, you know what? You give athletes an inch and they take a mile in that regard. I think that might be a little bit of a stretch. I want to see you be able to use your feet. I think that's more realistic, but a totally different topic. Another one out of Edmonton here. How about get the refs out of the way and off the ice? Everything should be seen from above. Well, I'll tell you what a robot isn't going to do, and that's going to stop a scrum or, break up an intense altercation out on the ice. I think there is a spot for them to still be there, but help is needed, and in that situation, obviously. Anything reviewable, anything that leads to a goal should be reviewable, says James out of Edmonton, just like touchdowns in the NFL. A scoring play like that, for sure. You can't you can't have a direct impact there without it being up for review, in my opinion. An offside play, like when Gabriel Landeskog is slow to get off the ice at his bench, soccer got this right. Soccer got that right. When there is no direct impact by that player when he's offside, then why is that even up for video review? Why can we review that and we can't review a goal in the slot in overtime of a game three of the playoffs? Funny one out of St. Paul. Hey, maybe the refs can have a once a game, just not sure clause, where they're allowed to phone upstairs. Hey, I think they're open to suggestion. JC and Stoney, am I the only one who saw Bouwmeester kick the puck after it was swapped down? Was this motion that carried it further horizontally? Watch the replay. Listen, when I first saw the replay, I thought that it hit a stick. When it changed the direction, it definitely looked like it hit a stick or some part of something, whether it was Myers or the defenseman's. On the reverse angle, there's absolutely no way. Maybe the broadcast should stop showing detailed reviews, says Mike in Edmonton. Creates a lot of at-home officials, doesn't it? Trucker Dave says NHL officials are just terrible. They're the best in the world, guys, and they're going to make mistakes, but there is a reason that baseball still uses umpires instead of robots, right? You can't take the human element out of it. Then you're tinkering with something way too much. But again, change needed.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 Chad.